Yeah, he became a philosopher. He's an actor, comedian, philosopher.
Hey man, he does it all. You know, I be watching those shows, watching those old black movies. Cotton. Oh Lord, why is that cotton? You know, yeah, the show gonna be some cotton. Yeah, smell that cotton. You know what I mean? So hey, if I say the word cotton, don't get mad at me.
Don't get mad.
Yeah. No.
He said, I just watched the show. I'm just telling you what I saw. Hey, man.
Now, don't get rotten because I said cotton.
I got to make sure we talk about, we got to talk about this music. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't know you was making music. And you made a song with Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I'm going to tell you the truth. It's good.
Thank you.
I was like, yo, this is a banger.
I wanted it to be good.
I got my mom hip to it. You know what I'm saying? That's more her speed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. And then my mom was like, we know the generational thing. We understand.
Yeah, so she was like, this is really good. She's like, so now I just wanted to know the process of, when did you decide to, like, you know what? I'm going to really go ahead and start becoming a singer. I'm going to really go into this. Because what I mean by that is, like, you've been acting and you've been a comedian. Mm-hmm. When did you finally decide, like, you know what? I'm going to take this seriously, and I don't really care about what people think.
Probably about 7 years ago.
7 years ago?
Yeah. About 7 years ago, I decided to take action on it.
Okay.
Like, a decision ain't nothing without action behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Three birds on a log, three of them decided to fly away. How many you got? You got three left, because he decided don't mean he gonna fly. The action follows that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it took me 7 years to put together which part of music I was going to go into.
Okay.
Which part of music was going to let me enter it, which was Tommy user friendly, which was somewhere where I can go and I don't have to worry about social media, you know, average people judging me or whatever.
Okay.
I can go where people can hear the music and appreciate it for what it is, you know, and then be able to do it on a quality level. So, the strategy was that. So when I finally made a decision, my decision was to go into smooth jazz first.
Okay.
Smooth jazz first. Because one is the kind of music I listen to when I'm washing dishes or whatever, thinking or driving or whatever. It takes me to my higher self, really. Okay. It's not a superior music. It's just the music that does that for me, right? And I do it well. I do music well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can arrange, I can write music, I work well with people, I collaborate with people.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the logical choice for me. Because I want to be able to have music for people to hear first before they make a decision if I'm good or bad or whatever. Let me give you the product. You know, and the product from me is the gift from him, which is my talent, right? Yeah. And every single genre that I've gone into, I've had to do that process.
Okay.
Because you're not just walking in there and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a method. You know, you got to go in there with a plan and all those different things. You can have raw experience. I mean, you can have raw talent.
Okay.
But what's that going to do for you at the pro level?
Yeah, that's true.
Right, what, you know?
That's true.
Your dribble drills, it all starts early.
Yeah.
You know, feet movement, speed, you know, I'm talking about athletics, but for us, it's scripts and writing and knowing and watching others and compiling and taking all the information to help you with the next step. And so that's what happened. When I was finally able to make the decision, like, this is the one, this is what I think is for me, you know? I just put the work in.
Hey, that's, you know what I mean? That's lit, though.
Yeah.
That's lit. See, that's lit.
Yeah, they came over to coastal Africa, seen this fine black woman, right? I'm talking about Europeans came and came ashore and started walking a little bit and seen this fine black woman. She probably about 50. Fine. Man. And then one of her daughters there, she about 27.
Oh, she fine too?
Right. And then they got a 19-year-old, she got a 19-year-old who put both of them to damn near shame.
Okay.
The captain on the ship said, find their father, shoot him in the head and put them on my ship.
Hey.
Now.
That's facts, though.
That was a process of selection, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me do the right thing for me here.
See. Got me with that one.
What?
That was real, though.
What?
That's real.
That's a complete package. Give me that.
That's crazy.
I don't care what happened. I just need them back there. I don't know what happened to them under there or none of that. Just put them in there.
You're coming with me. I'm getting rid of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming
mm-hmm.
with me.
Yeah.
That's really how it is, yeah. though. That's really what it was.
Yeah. And that's us, though. See, that's us. We come here and we're like, okay, this is not going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
At all. But we're here now.
And we got to make work with what we got.
And now, and now what? Now what?
Got to make it work.
Now what? Is this straight ahead jazz with Dizzy Gillespie, you know? It's
uh-huh.
it's Paul Warfield, it's mm-hmm. Doc Rock, Doc J. What keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. It's French Montana. It's it's Puma, it's Nike, it's iPods, it's all of that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Cuz they not like us.
I like the way that is. I like the way you talk. Tommy, I like the way you talk.
I had to get both ways, right?
Uh-huh.
Because they're not like us.
They're not like us.
Yeah.
Wait.
And once you know that,
uh-huh.
that y'all not like us,
mm-hmm.
in the frame of thinking, because the time frame is different.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't got to do that because we are us. If you hear, your head go like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you hear you're going like this, huh? Right?
Yeah.
Or if you hear we go like that, right? Right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What's that joke by not leaders of the new school, Q-Tip and them.
Yeah.
Relax yourself. I got clear. Relax yourself.
Right? Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
What happens when we hear that? You see? And we all different. Yeah. And Haitian. All right. I want to bang the poop. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I ain't saying nothing.
That's fine, though.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, that's it. That's
right?
True, though.
And it can go on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. It's the same message. I know we're doing...
Uh-huh.
Everything that we won't do.
Hey.
Meanwhile, are we losing? Mm-hmm. When we can't let go.
That's what I'm talking about. Tony
Don't stop
Davis is in the building right
thinking
now.
Thinking what you're doing.
You just right? allowed 1023. Now,
nothing changed your mind. Just keep heading, hope, not give up. On hey. The ground, start moving.
Hey.
Give it all you got. Keep on rising to the top. Keep rising.
That's lit right there. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Hey. Now, Tommy Davidson is in the building now. Listen, you got to make sure before he heads out, but we got to make sure that you go and see him tonight. You see all the energy that he has and you see what all the comedy and impersonations. Trust me, you got to pull up tonight.
Nah.
It's going to be at the Funny Farm Comedy Club. Tommy Davidson, he's going to be starting his first show at 7 p.m. and he's going to have his next show at 9:15 p.m. So make sure that you go ahead and get your tickets. All you have to do is go to the website at www.funnyfarmcomedyclub.com. And I'm telling you, before you go, you got any last words, Tommy, before you go?
Yep. For the people.
Okay.
No means not yet.
Say it one more time.
No means not yet. So Somebody tell you no, you can't do something, just means not yet. Not right now. That's how I do.
Hey, I like
you can't vote. Yeah, not yet though.
I like that philosophy.
You can't do this. You can't be no doctor. Yeah, not yet though. You can't fly no plane, not yet though. You can't land in Africa. Not yet though. Now what though? Huh?
Like I said, man, I appreciate you being in the building, Tommy Davidson. I appreciate you being here, man. He's going to be heading out, so make sure that you go ahead and get your tickets. Like I said, he's going to be at the Funny Farm Comedy Club tonight. The show starts at 7 p.m. and the second show is at 9:15. Go get your tickets at www.funnyfarmcomedyclub.com. All right, you've been rocking with the Kid B. Willie the Truth.